The Honda Jet Team earns type inspection authorization. The private race to space is narrowing, and she was hoping to be home for Christmas. This is Aero News for Monday, December 23rd, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Honda Aircraft Company has announced two significant milestones in the development of the Honda Jet. The FAA has issued the first type inspection authorization certificate for the Honda Jet and has certified Honda Aircraft Company's customer service facility as a Part 145 repair station. Type inspection authorization is a pivotal point in the development and certification of any new aircraft. It signifies that the Honda Jet meets type design requirements and is ready for FAA pilots to perform onboard flight tests required for certification. Nose-to-tail FAA review during this final testing phase will pave the way for Honda Jet type certification and first deliveries of the airplane. Honda Aircraft says it now expects to achieve type certification in the first quarter of 2015, with deliveries following immediately after. The Honda Aircraft customer service facility, meanwhile, is located at the company's world headquarters at the Piedmont Triad International Airport in Greensboro, North Carolina. Facility aircraft repair and service capabilities under the Part 145 certificate will initially include component-level repairs and then will expand in 2014 to include heavy aircraft maintenance and major repair services to complement the Honda Jet dealer network. With just over 2 years to go until the deadline, the competition intensifies for the $30 million Google Lunar X Prize, the largest incentivized competition ever offered. 18 privately funded teams now form the lineup for the race to soft land a spacecraft on the surface of the moon before the December 31st, 2015 deadline. In the past 12 months, the field of competitors has narrowed due to a handful of teams withdrawing in order to focus on other business interests, in addition to several instances of collaboration between teams. Alexandra Hall, the senior director of the Google Lunar X Prize, said, quote, "We knew that 2013 would be the make-or-break year for many teams, as they need to be close to securing their launch by now if they're going to make an attempt at the prize. While we are sad to say goodbye to teams, we are delighted that the technology and expertise gained through participation in the Google Lunar X Prize is already being used to create businesses and jobs both in the space sector and in other fields," end quote. 6 weeks ago, Tracy Curtis Taylor set off to fly a Stearman biplane named the Spirit of Artemis from Cape Town, South Africa to Goodwood in Sussex, England, as did Lady Heath, a 31-year-old female pilot back in 1928. The trip was planned in 32 legs through Africa and now across Eastern Europe as she attempts to make it home. Her airplane is a restored 1943 Stearman. Curtis Taylor had hoped to be home for Christmas, but she is waiting for a break in the weather in Croatia. While Heath navigated using pages torn from an atlas, Curtis Taylor has the advantage of GPS and modern communications equipment. But that should not detract from her accomplishment. The UK newspaper The Telegraph reports that she has flown much of the journey at an altitude of around 200 feet, allowing her to enjoy the African scenery. On her Facebook page, last updated on December 21st, Curtis Taylor said that she was waiting for a break in the weather to allow her to fly out of Croatia, and that she would not reach the end of her journey until after Christmas. A documentary film crew is traveling with Curtis Taylor, so we'll all get to enjoy her adventure at some point on the telly. NASA astronauts Rick Mastracchio and Mike Hopkins completed a 5-hour and 28-minute spacewalk Saturday to remove a faulty ammonia pump on the International Space Station. A second spacewalk to install a new unit is now scheduled for Tuesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. The unions representing flight attendants at the new American Airlines have reached an agreement on how their work group will be represented at the new company and how they will work together to achieve an industry-leading joint contract. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, represents the pre-merger U.S. Airways work group, while the Association of Professional Flight Attendants represents the pre-merger American Work Group. The agreement guarantees that the best provisions of both the existing contracts will provide the basis for negotiations for a joint collective bargaining agreement in the new year. A joint committee comprised of flight attendants and consultants from both pre-merger work groups will handle the contract negotiations. A British Airways 747 taxiing for takeoff from Johannesburg's O.R. Tambo Airport to London on Sunday night veered off the taxiway and sliced into a two-story brick building with its right wing. The UK newspaper The Daily Mail reports that everyone on board the plane was safely evacuated and the passengers were accommodated in hotels in Johannesburg. Four people in the building were injured by debris. The extent of their injuries was not reported. In a statement, the South African Civil Aviation Authority said that, quote, the air crew got instructions from the air traffic control to taxi using taxiway B, but the crew continued onto taxiway M, which is narrower, resulting in the aircraft impacting an office building, end quote. The SACAA has recovered the cockpit voice and data recorders from the aircraft and is reviewing that information. When Aero News continues, what does the future hold for the Evergreen Museum? It might have been cheaper to ask permission. And do you want fries with that?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Monday, December 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. The financial woes of Evergreen Airlines facing Chapter 7 bankruptcy has extended across the street to the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum, where creditors are attempting to claim some of the museum's exhibits, including the iconic spruce goose. The online source Oregon Live reports that, according to Museum Director Larry Wood, the airline and the museum are entirely separate entities, though the museum has long relied on the financial support of founder Delford Smith. Wood said that the museum owns the spruce goose free and clear. But attorney Robert Lyon of Palos Verdes, California, says there is still money owed on the massive flying boat built by billionaire Howard Hughes. The fate of a 1928 Ford Trimotor and a 1945 Grumman Avenger, two of the museum's main draws, is also in question. Both of those airplanes are reportedly for sale. It's unclear if the museum and an adjacent water park can remain open without the support of Smith, who has poured large sums of money into both over the years. The U.S. Justice Department is currently investigating the financial relationship between Smith, the airline, and the museum and other attractions. The federal government has reached a settlement with Georgia-based aircraft restoration company, the B-25 Group, which removed parts from the wreckage of an F-82 twin Mustang that went down outside Fairbanks, Alaska in 1950. U.S. Attorney Karen Loeffler said in a news release that the Air Force had abandoned the site in 1961 without recovering the airplane. Nearly six decades after it went down, the B-25 Group found the wreckage and removed some of the parts. The salvagers initially said they found the parts in a salvage yard in Fairbanks. Even though the site was on public land, the group needed permission of the federal government to take those parts. To settle the case, the B-25 Group agreed to pay $55,000 to the federal government. $50,000 of that will be spent on archaeological work to recover the rest of that F-82, with $5,000 assessed as a civil penalty. Prosecutors allowed the group to keep the parts, which have likely already been incorporated into another restoration. As part of the settlement, the company will, quote, provide patterns and specifications for the parts it recovered, end quote, for potential use in restoring another example of that rare airplane. Tomorrow is set to be one of the busiest aviation travel days of the year, so if you're flying, Here's hoping your flight crew is well-fed before departure. A Pakistan International Airlines pilot, described as a foodie, let his passion get in the way of his job recently as he reportedly delayed his flight to New York while he waited for sandwiches to be delivered. And not just a few minutes. The flight was delayed more than 2 hours. When the pilot learned that the flight had only peanuts, chips, and cookies on board for the flight from Pakistan to New York, with a stop in Manchester in the UK, he said he, quote, needed sandwiches at any cost, end quote. Well, that request was forwarded to the airline's catering office, and management told the catering department to get the sandwiches to the plane, according to a report from ABC News. The plane had been on time for departure at 6:46 a.m. local time, but by the time the sandwiches arrived, it was after 9, and the plane finally departed at 9:15, about 2.5 hours late. A spokesman for the airline told the Nation newspaper that the airline's managers had, quote, taken a serious notice of the delay of an international flight, end quote, and the incident was under investigation. Bon appetit. Whether you're traveling by plane or auto, I hope you have a safe holiday and a very Merry Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas in Texas, and after a couple of days off to visit with family, this AeroCast will resume on Thursday. Until then, I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.